Downtown in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive, call it insane, but when I'm surrounded I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, a matter of fact. You can call me Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me you're not just a pedagogue. Cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did.
See the ground, somebody help me. Couldn't ground. Somebody help me, because I'm lying in bed just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed just like Brian Wilson did.
All right, it's 4:11. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Groove Robot with DJ Dan. We're back again this week. I know we're pretty inconsistent, but, you know, we do what we can. Today we have a special guest on today. This is Ari Brown. Ari, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Ari. I'm a tough student. I'm a sophomore.
Ari, you want to actually use the other mic? This one seems to be not having it.
All right. Hello, I'm Ari, and I'm a sophomore at Tufts, and I'm also in the dual program with New England Conservatory, and I like producing electronic music a lot.
Cool. So me and Ari started hanging out and talking about things. I don't know where that quite started, but
yeah,
I think we worked on a project at some point together last year and realized that we had some mutual interests, so Ari's kind of dragged me down a rabbit hole, and I've started making weird sounds that he's somehow incorporated into something that's been music.
Yeah.
So that's gonna carry on in the future, but I think you wanted to show us something off your EP, your album.
Can play a track that I had made this semester with a good friend in Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah, so should I?
All right, here we go. So that was With You by Ari Brown, is what we heard. Did you want to say anything about that, Ari? Or?
That song was, it was a fun process to make. I actually did it long distance, and we sent recordings to and from each other, and I was mixing them in, so it was really fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sweet. Got something else coming up for us? Or?
Yeah.
I think we're going to do some live music a bit later as well.
So. Yeah, we will. I'll play another one I'm in the process of making. I'm trying to get a singer to sing over this, so yeah.
Sweet. All right, here we go. Oh, so Ari, what inspires you to make music like this?
I'm really a big fan of the artist Flying Lotus.
Mm.
That's my main inspiration. Mainly the eclectic sounds that you can use.
Yeah.
To make something that's like really good and like maximizes like what the ear can hear. That's what I'm all about. So you try to pick the right sounds that are interesting. I mean, that's subjective. But there are like so many qualities of sound that you can't quantify, but yeah. That's where I'm at right now. Yeah, I think acoustics always have to be there. You can't give up on acoustics because that's what makes this whole thing sound like fresh.
It's the touch of soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People really like white noise too.
Really?
Yeah.
And do you incorporate? Yeah, you incorporate this. Yeah.
Yeah. Even if it's not. Yeah, like over most tracks, there's a good amount of white noise.
That's really interesting. Why do you think that is?
Mm-hmm. say, yeah, I'm not really sure. It might be relaxing. I can fall asleep to white noise.
Music's weird. It's cool. I'm trying to tie it to math and realizing that it blows up at a certain point. Yeah. Yeah, people don't realize the complexity of music goes down about as far as the complexity of our understanding of physics.
Yeah, it definitely does. It's something that we can't explain. We try to explain it with music theory.
I feel like you explain it pretty well here, Ari.
Well, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. for a place to matter, looking for a face to see. Too many places and faces to be. So I kick back, trying to find some chill. Cause the chill is the only thing that's real. Looking out, blue skies all turn to black. Black skies just shine from a light that passes by. It don't stop, just flies right through. Looking out, dark skies so breathtaking. I gotta take a minute, just take it all in and learn just how small you are. But I fight the fight, I'm gonna win the war. Cause my body made up of an ancient core of stars. I'm a piece of this, I'm a piece of this, I'm a piece of this. I'm a piece of the world, piece of a puzzle. Piece of a soul, piece of a muzzle. Pieces subtle and peaceful. I'm just trying not to let my peace get sold. I'm just looking for a place to matter, looking for a face to see. Too many places and faces to be. So I kick back, trying to find some chill. It's a chill.
Astronomics, cationics, just a little bit of chronic hydroponics. Unlocking your soul with tonic at a time, now the time is prime. Slow it down to make it last, take advantage of the relativity. You're moving past, cause the past was a short, sweet moment ago. And the skies will always outlive your soul. The sun will rise despite all your issues. The sun will fall despite all your tissues. The sun will burn you. Pass on the energy discovered so you can start enjoying the view. Enjoying the hue with multidimensional perception. Join the view with lizard people in session. Enjoying the colors connected and separated. Enjoying the life you live, no need for a replacement.
Thank you. think. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in. This was 91.5 WMFO. You listened to Groove Robot. We had Ari Brown on the show today.
Thanks, Dan, for inviting me.
Yeah, dude.
Lots of fun.
Yeah, I'm glad you got to share your music. You can look Ari up on SoundCloud, or where do you prefer people to find your music?
Yeah, my SoundCloud is Ari Brown Music Making. It's all one word. And you can find most of my stuff there.
Cool. And then you also have an album out, Singularity.
Yeah.
You can find that on Bandcamp as well as
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud, yeah. All right, dope. It's 5 o'clock. We've got Totally Irresponsible coming up.
Remember the name.
I always remember the name, Chris.